Why, hello. I've been working on a story. It started off as a poem, and then it became more of a story, really. And it's only partially done, so when you listen to it, you can only assume where it's going to go. All right, here we go. And this is part of the Teasing Tales of Alice, by the way. Okay. It's the first time I'm actually reading it out loud, so if I fuck up, it's fine. All right. The morning brings me to the wood, peaceful sounds of birds chirping, fluttering past me in the trees, gentle breezes kissing my skin, while I'm picking berries, staining my fingers scarlet. The wind tells me he is nearby, smelling his musk and sweat, feeling him watch me while I forage. He watches me with quiet desire, my cheeks filling with color, unsure of these strange feelings overtaking my body. Crouching behind the bushes, trying to become invisible, feeling my heart pulsating as the wind picks up stronger, blowing your scent towards me. Feeling delirium stir in my delicate body, coming closer and closer and closer yet. Now, feeling breath against my neck. Turning around, we sit together, facing each other, facing your eyes of carnal lust. My breath quickens, heaving my breast, grabbing my hand, examining my berry-stained fingers, and gently placing one into your mouth. My lips part, letting out an accidental moan. You tell me you're hungry. So I feed you my berries, slowly chewing and licking your lips, bending towards me, landing a soft kiss upon my mouth, and then another, and another, and another. My first kiss. You tell me you're still hungry, kissing me slowly down my neck, telling me in between every kiss, you have something delicious to taste. Kissing my breast, sliding down my dress to taste my nipple, taking it into your mouth and tasting it. Not knowing what has come over me, grabbing your head, holding it into my bosom. Picking me up into his arms, laying me down onto a grassy spot. His scent now covers me, feeling his manhood throb through my dress. His lips so succulent, tasting me as I taste him. His hands pinning my hands above my head, losing control under his weight, pushing himself harder and harder against my clothing. Breathless, delirious, wet and curious. That's where I'm going to stop. Until next time.